This is Akashwani, the news read by Anucha Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Myanmar President U Min Aung Hlaing held detailed talks on the entire gamut of bilateral issues, including trade and economic ties, defence and security, border management, as well as regional situation. Briefing media in New Delhi after the talks between the leaders, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said both sides expressed an interest in forging closer cooperation, particularly in the areas of trade and investment, development cooperation, health, education and energy. He said both sides underlined the importance of connectivity for people-to-people contacts and agreed to work as quickly as possible towards completion of Kaladan Multimodal Transit Transport Project.
Both sides underscored the importance of preventing the misuse of sovereign territory for activities inimical to their security interests. Overall, this visit by the President has once again reaffirmed the shared commitment of both sides to deepen their long-standing partnership and to work together for mutual benefit, growth and prosperity in the region.
The President of Myanmar will meet President Draupadi Murmu this evening at Rashtrapati Bhavan. He is also scheduled to visit the Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One exhibition at Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in the National Capital. The exhibition is showcasing the revered sacred Piprahva relics associated with Gautam Buddha, along with significant associated antiquities. President Hlaing will travel to Mumbai tomorrow for business and industry interactions and site visits. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that India-Oman Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, which was signed 6 months ago, has come into force from today. Addressing media in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that CEPA is not simply a trade agreement, it is a statement of civilizational trust. The Union Minister informed that from day one, India will secure duty-free access on 98% of Oman's tariff lines, covering over 99% of India's export to Oman.
I am confident that this comprehensive agreement will add a new momentum to our ties with Oman. From day one, India will secure duty-free access on 98% of Oman's tariff lines, covering over 99% of India's exports to Oman. SEPA is a blueprint of our shared future.
India and Australia affirmed the importance of enhancing cooperation with regional partners to help maintain a free, open, peaceful, stable and prosperous Indo-Pacific. During the second edition of India-Australia Defence Ministers' Dialogue in New Delhi, both the countries underscored the importance of freedom of navigation and overflight and their strong support for unimpeded trade in the region and other lawful uses of the sea, consistent with international law. The meeting was co-chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Australian Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Richard Marles. The government has reiterated the availability of sufficient stock of petrol and diesel across the country. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that all oil marketing companies are actively replenishing the petrol and diesel at all retail outlets to maintain a smooth supply. Ms. Sharma added that the government has also urged the states and union territories to strengthen vigilance against hoarding, black marketing and irregularities in the sale and distribution of LPG, petrol and diesel. The Allahabad High Court has ruled that Lok Adalats and District Legal Services authorities have no jurisdiction to grant divorce decrees, saying the power to dissolve a marriage rests exclusively with family courts. The Lucknow bench of the High Court said Lok Adalats are empowered only to facilitate amicable settlements and cannot exercise judicial powers reserved for competent courts. In the Under-17 Asian Wrestling Championships, Indian women grapplers delivered a strong performance, winning a total of 10 medals, including 2 gold, 3 silver and 5 bronze at Da Nang in Vietnam. And that is the end of this news bulletin.